why you can't just do one show on it. But I don't ever want to be portraying that, you know, I'm like the guru on it or nothing like that either. I just want to provide factual information. And but one thing I did learn, like just talking to different women that's in my life, you know, my wife, my mother, you know, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, all of that. Just they think differently than us, man. Like it's just the truth. Like their process, and I keep hearing this, they think multi-tiered. Now, if they're saying that they have a complex way of thinking, but they simplify it for themselves, what that tells me is that we simplistic then. Is what I got from it. We don't think deep enough. You know, that's how I took it. But you know, because you keep hearing the same thing, like, nah, y'all too simple with it. You know, I'm like, okay, y'all think differently than us. But the bottom line is, it's like if we have an opinion or a state, whatever, a factual assessment on what we think is crucial in the relationships, I think men and women agree on most of the things. I mean, that's, you know, especially those that are in healthy relationships. You know, you agree more than you're going to disagree, else you wouldn't be together like that. Now, but when these topics come up and you hear people doing these hot takes, you know, and then you start thinking like, well, you and I ain't in that type of relationship. We not in a toxic relationship. Haven't been single in a while. So for a person to say, you know, I wouldn't date the average, you know, city worker or some shit like that. I mean, we're gonna play the video real quick just to get out. I mean, I need to hear it in its full context before, you know, we really dive in on it.
The name's like this, and you'd be like,
You, would you date
what
if he
the
owns
hell
the
going
bus?
on?
If he owns
No.
it, if he owns the bus,
See,
he
that's
owns
a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. Because the standards and requisites, and I'm not talking about him laying on his sofa playing video games all day. I'm not talking about that. But the standards and the criteria that we use to measure men is off for who we are as women and who they are in this society. I would date a bus driver if he was, if he loved driving the bus, if he was a man of integrity, if he was good to his mama, if he treated me well, I would date a bus driver. But we think that it's another human being's responsibility to give us what we need instead of us building together. I can build with a bus driver. I'd have my little stash over on the side in my prenup, but I could build with a bus driver. Would you date a bus driver?
Okay.
You, would you date a
If he
bus
owns
driver?
the bus, if he owns
No.
it, if he owns the bus,
See,
he
that's
owns
the problem.
You know what? Okay. Okay.
Woo!
All right. Okay.
Okay.
So, all right, here we go. That's what that was a straightforward question. So and she put it in a manner where it's just like straightforward. Would you date a bus driver? So now this is a dude with a regular job. Income ain't gonna be but so high. We know what they cap out at. There's a limit to how much they're gonna earn. Okay. So the difference between the bus driver and let's say whatever she's aspiring to date, that there's this money gap that's in there. That's what's wrong right now out here. I'm not single. I haven't been single for a long time. But I'm just saying the mentality. I think that's part of the problem right there. Now, granted, that was a young lady. She's 40, so I'm not going to call her a young lady. She's a woman. This 40-year-old woman who says she would not date a bus driver. Now, you know what's fucked up about that? The bus driver might be the one who actually does love his mother, has respect for her, understands where he came from, might actually treat her good, might have good financial responsibilities, you know, meaning he could manage money, and he has a work ethic. And that's not to say he's going to do that for the rest of his life, but you have the core things that's intact. Your mother or your parents, mother and your parents, financial stability, you got a career. And if you take care of your woman and you love her, I think those things should be like of the essence of importance. It's not like he's not making money as a bus driver. It's just he's going to be capped out probably like 100, 125,000. You know what I'm saying? He won't make more than that, you know, as a city bus driver or whatever. So if that's your standard, like, I won't get... Huh?
Throughout the years, like, you don't come in making 100 as a city bus driver. You're going
right.
to, you know, build, make, get to 100.
You want to get to 100. That's what I mean. So
that could be about a 10-year process.
That's a 10-year process, right?
But be correct. As a city, I mean, that may be his salary. That may be his starting salary after 10 or so years. But he can still generate his base salary, from what, if I'm correct, I believe like 52, 60, somewhere around there. But with overtime for him and stuff like that and picking up shifts for other people, he can still make over $100,000 in 1 year.
Absolutely.
By doing overtime and other little things to make more money, driving on holidays and things like that. Whatever it may be, there's always a way to make more in that city position as a bus driver for them, because you're going to make, you know, do the overtime, snow days, snow things, all those type of things. You can work and make more money. So, you know, but go ahead.
That's true though. Like, the base salary is not what you're going to make at the end. Like, a bus driver, you, when it's all said and done, you're going to crack six figures. So if you're cracking six figures and over the course of a 10-year process, you know, if that's where you're laying at, 95, 100,000 at the minimum, right? After 10 years, you know that you're going to be in the hundreds. What's wrong with that? Like, why wouldn't you want to date a bus driver or a city worker, whatever? You know, like, what's up? What's going on up here that you feel like that is beneath you? A person that's an employee is beneath you? I mean, that's what I'm trying to figure out. So these are the questions that I ask, you know, women. And there's a lot of variables that get thrown into the mix. So I'm saying, let's keep it on a standard. Let's make it like this. Let's say he's a good brother, right? Let's say he is, because let's be on the positive end. I'm glass half full. He's a positive brother. He's a bus driver. He takes care of his mother. He loves you. He's financially responsible. But because he is a bus driver, you won't date him. There's something wrong with that. The mentality is like, money don't cure or make up for the other things. He might bring in six figures, you know, say he make $500,000 a year, but he's sleeping with other women. Or he ain't taking care of no financial responsibility. Yeah, he could buy you the bags and you got the cars and you going out with your friends and, you know, y'all flossing, but you empty inside. So which one do you want? You want to be empty? You know what I'm saying? And have money? Or you want to be loved and have security?
From the sounds of it, that's what they'd rather be. I mean, I seen a poll. I was watching on something, and the question was to these young ladies was, would you date an overweight guy or abuser? And I'm chosen abuser.
Yeah.
All three of them chose. The question was posed to three young ladies, and I don't want no fat guy, da-da-da. I don't want this. I'd rather take the abuser. So then when you hear somebody like this lady, I wouldn't date the bus driver. I'll date him if he owned it, right? And get it. Let's be clear. That's her preference. If you want to do that, that's fine, you know, and that's what you like. Some people like light-skinned women. Some people like dark-skinned women. Some people like Spanish women. Some people like Indian women. Whatever they mean. Everybody got their preferences and their likes, right? And that's fine. You want a successful man, and that's fine. That's your preference. That's what you want, right? And I hope you get that. I hope that's what you get. I hope he's everything you thought he was, what he's going to be for you, right? And I hope all Black women get what they want and what they're looking for in the spouse or the mate that they choose, right? But this, here's my thing. My thing is, right, so now after you make this statement and things like that, you come on another TV, you come on more TV shows or radio shows. Now you start talking about you don't want no dude who makes C's and D's. Like, that's mediocrity and that's mediocre and shit like this. And all these other crazy shit. She's going on an interview with the Breakfast Club. She's like, yeah, you know, that's mediocrity. I'm not settling for that, this or that. That's not, I want you to have A's and B's. I don't want no C's and D's. That's what's wrong with Black men. They mother's been copying these and they, you know, that are pushing them to get A's and B's. Right? Now, again, I feel a couple of ways on this, but again, to the point where I understand that's her preference. I'm cool with that. Mm. But my problem is, again, is Black people, we on TV or radio, and we airing out our dirty laundry for the world to be entertained by, right? I've yet to see him on TV talking like that. No, I wouldn't date. I'm not going to date the dry cleaner unless you own the dry cleaner. I'm not going to date him in this. You don't see them on, you don't see that. You don't see Jewish women doing that. You don't see a lot of other cultures and races or whatever disparaging the men in their culture. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, our people feel like this is the thing to do, is to take our dirty laundry and put it out there for the whole world to see and act like you're standing on something and see people saying, yeah, girl, your toes down, and all this other stupid shit.